Exclusive video, Don Jr. asks crowd of more than 1,000 if Ukraine is a top 10 issue, no one says yes. By Nick Gilbertson on October 28, 2023. Not a single person said yes at a sold-out event in Illinois Friday night when Donald Trump Jr. asked them if Ukraine is a top issue. Speaking at an event promoting former President Donald Trump's book, Letters to Trump, in Effingham, Illinois, Trump Jr. asked the crowd of more than 1,000 if Ukraine was a top issue for them. Is Ukraine and funding another never-ending war a top three issue for anyone in the room? He asked, drawing a resounding no. He then asked if anyone viewed it as a top 10 issue, and not a single person in the crowd said yes. And that's what they don't understand, Trump Jr. said. Speaking of establishment Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. For them, it's the number one issue. Notably, Representative Mary Miller, REL, and congressional candidate Darren Bailey were at the event with Trump Jr. The video, shared exclusively with Breitbart News from Winning Team Publishing, comes as President Joe Biden formally requested Congress to approve $61.5 billion in funding for Ukraine on October 20th. A day after he tied Israel to Ukraine during an address from a White House bathed in red light. Biden said Hamas's attack on Israel, which killed over 1,300 people and wounded upwards of 3,000 more, echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy. Completely annihilate it, Biden went on to say, likening Russian President Vladimir Putin to Hamas. Days later, McConnell backed Biden's plan to bundle Ukraine aid along with aid for Israel, telling CBS News's Face the Nation. We have big power competition from China and Russia and we still have terrorism problems, as the Israelis have certainly experienced in a brutal way in the last week. So I think that requires a worldwide approach rather than trying to take parts of it out. It's all connected. The Chinese and the Russians said they're now friends forever. Iranian drones are being used in Ukraine and against the Israelis. McConnell later claimed that the Ukrainians are destroying Russia's armed forces. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that, he said. Trump Jr. said Friday night that McConnell is in his little DC bubble and has probably not actually spoken to an audience of people that were other than billionaire funders.